Okay, we welcome everyone to the Jumzman Shir on Ilyani Hilchas Chala. Bez Hashem, the Shir will be in this room on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There will be some exceptions to the rule, that's why I'll let you know. We'll sign on a sign-up sheet, so this way I need to contact you if you want to write your name and your cell phone so I can contact you just in case there are any changes or stuff like that. So just pass it around and as Hashem, we'll let you know. Okay, as Hashem, we'll give out a packet a day, for challah. It's a very fascinating limud, as we'll see, in a lot of different aspects. When I ever give out packets to those who are new, I also give out these sheets. So this way the packets don't find themselves scattered around. So you have a folder for the packet. And this way we keep a neat system of the packets. Okay. Okay. So that's Give it.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. We got. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. What else was I going to say? So we always start with the niggun, and then we proceed. We also have a niggun for every simcha. When are you going to be here until?
What?
When are you going to be here?
Until hopefully Thursday morning.
Okay, so he's getting married next week, so
my wife became a step great grandma.
Okay, so we'll sing for that also. Why not? His wife became a step great grandmother. Okay, we sing for all types of things. So you just let us know. Step great grandmother is also good. Okay, and then we'll sing Simitov for you, and then she can listen. Yeah. Simitov, Mazel Tov. Chol Yisrael, Semen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon. Chol Yisrael, Semen Tov, Mazel Tov, Semen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon. Oh, Parsha Shlach, the Torah tells us, Vayidav Hashem Moshe Lemor, the Be'er Elbin Yisrael Matal Mavochem Al-Arts Hashanin Bebi Yisem Shabbo, Chaya Ba'ochel Chem Yilechem Al-Arts Tarim U'Sruma L'Hashem. So you have to give a Truma L'Hashem. This is from the dough, Reishis HaRisoseichem, from the beginning of the dough, Kala Tarimu Shruma Kishruma's Goran Kain Tarimu Osa. May Reishis HaRisoseichem Tu L'Hashem Shruma L'Doroseichem. So we have to be mafrish from the dough, from the Isa. We'll have to see what's called Isa, how much Isa do you have to have, and what's the shear, how much do you have to be mafresh. If you see Rashi and Chumash says, Kshumas Gorn Shalom Nemar Bashir. Right? It doesn't say what the shear is. Local Kshumas Meiser Shalemar Bashir, by Meiser, you know, Meiser is a tenth. Chachomim nosnu shir lebal habayis echad me'esrim v'arba ulanachtom echad me'arba'im u'shmona. So the Rashi Chumash is quoting a Mishnah on page 7 here. The Mishnah says shir chala echad me'esrim v'arba. So 1/24 of the dough. So what's the pshat? So says the Bar Tanura, look in the Zion, in the Bar Tanura third line. Kafisha balabayis isasamu tiyuta. Balabayis, he doesn't have so much dough.
In other words, if you're going to give, if he doesn't have so much dough, and you're going to give less than 1/24, so then it's not a chashuv matana. Ein bo kedei matana. Atorim ror titnu sheyei bo kedei nesina. Right? In other words, you have to give something that's chashuv. So these are matnas kahuna. Right? Chal is one of the matnas kahuna. That's why when I was poded my son, Fidya Rabben, so Rabbi Cohen was the Kohen, I told Rabbi Cohen, I don't want you to give me back. I don't want to get the money back. I don't like this thing that I give it to you, give it back, it's a game. No, this is matnas kahuna. And it's your matana. And that's it. And I wasn't sure how many coins to get, because certain years you have to get more than 5 coins, depending upon how much silver it was. So I got it to Eichler's and Flappish, so I got 2 sets of coins, because it comes with 5, you can't say, oh, give me 6. So it means if you can get 2 sets, you can get 10. And then I found out that it was okay, it was fine, the 5 was fine, so I had this extra set. And I had a fellow in my shir, his name is Yosef Rappaport. So Yosef Rappaport, Rappaports are known to be Kohanim Miyuchasim. So the next day I gave him another set. You know, some people, the Vilna Gaon had this minhag to keep Poda his son, because you're not sure who's the Kohen Miyuchas or that. That's what the Sama Rebbe said. We say at Tisha B'Av in the Elit Zion, that Alei Zivchei Semideha Ufidyonei Bechoreha. So why are we bemoaning Pidyon HaBen? We have Pidyon HaBen. A lot of things we don't have Bezman HaZeh, but Pidyon HaBen is something we do have Bezman HaZeh. So Rabbi Warm, of course, from the Sama Rebbe, that since maybe the Kohanim are not Vade Kohanim, so they were bemoaning that maybe now that we're in Golus and we don't have Shtar Yuchsin, so maybe it's not a good Pidyon HaBen. So that's why we bemoan Alei Zivchei Semideha Ufidyonei Bechoreha. So
So they say the Vilna Gaon would give a lot of different Kohanim a slug. I only gave two. Rabbi Cohen for the public thing, and this. Well, himself, right? Yeah. So I only did it twice. Once you met a Rappaport, he stopped. Oh, so I met a Rappaport right away. So I stopped after two. Rav Moshe Bixatzal, when his first son was born, was my wife's mishpacha. So he did a pidyon here in New York, and then he sent Tei Sloim to the Chafetz Chaim in Europe. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote back that he usually doesn't take. Now, what's he going to take? You know, maybe it's a Shiloh of Gezel for him. He doesn't want to, take. But he said that since you're a descendant of the Yavetz of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden said to do it, so I'll accept it from you. And that was what he wrote back. So it's matnas kahuna. So you want to have a matana chashuva. So. I mean, tell the son-in-law is a Rappaport. He's a descendant of the seventh member of the Shah. Yes, of Shabsai Rappaport is a descendant of the Shah. So you got to give one of 24 because you're not starting off with so much Issa. So that's what. But a Nachtom is different because a Nachtom, the Bartanur says, he's also Maruba. So you're a baker, so you have a lot of dough. So then you can give one out of 48, and that'll still be a kedei nesina. It'll still be something kosher.
But the thing is the other way. If it's above course, you only have to give less, 148. If it's a baker,
no, right. But the idea is we want the kohen to get something kosher. We want the kohen to get a kedei. This is again. This is matnas kahuna. So we want him to give. But he's going to give him a little nothing. You know. So we want. So a bal bais doesn't have so much. So you give from the dough. You give him one twenty-fourth. And Achton has much more. So you give him. You give him more. Yeah. So one second. So that's the. So that is the. Shear that was given by the Chachamim. Chachamim lost no shear. A Balabai Sechad Esrim Varba, Ulanachtal Echad Varba Mishmona. So what, but the question is, what is an Issa? In other words, Lechora, an Issa has to be, in other words, what is the shear to be Machayev you in Chala, and then you take from there. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach on page 3, Va'omer Asiris Ha'efa. Who? That Omer is Asiris Ha'efa. So the So this is the shear that the Torah tells us. That's the I went with my family on Chol Hamoed Pesach to the Living Torah Museum. So he had a thing of it's Tzitzenes Hamon, what it looked like, a pottery of the Tzitzenes Hamon. So the Omer was put in the Tzitzenes Hamon. So Omer is the shear. The Omer is the shear, as we'll see. That is the shear, Asiris Ha'efa. So in other words, so that's the shear of the Issa.
This shear is the license.
Right. This is the shear of the Mimchayiv you. How much dough do you have to have? Asiris Ha'efa. You'll see the Mishnah says different shear, 4 5/4. You see, it's like this. An Eifa is 18 kaf, right? So a tenth of 18 is one and one and eight tenths, so one and four fifths. One and four fifths of Issa. We'll go into more detail of that, and then you give a shear out of that. So
the shear of 124 to 148 is the Raisa, right?
No, so...
No, but the 22nd Akronim here, it seems to me, we are four.
No, we didn't say that. You're saying that.
Where should we see that this connects the house?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see in a second. So take a look in the... We'll see everything. Okay. But that's the shear, and we'll see where we get that from. Okay. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes on page 5, L'hafrish chala b'kol arisim l'iteros olakoyim. Shenema reishis arisoseichem chala tidnu tshuva. V'doshu zekronu l'vracha reishis arisoseichem k'dei yischaschem. So the Gemara in Erevin darshans, reishis arisoseichem, the Gemara in Erevin, this is your question, reishis arisoseichem k'dei yischaschem. In other words, the amount from your Issa, what is that? The Issus HaMidbar, Haisa Omer. The Issa of the Midbar was an Omer, VaOmer Asiv Seifahu. So Reishis HaRisoseichem means the Issa that was, you know, that was what was in the Midbar. That was the shear of a dough. When you made a dough, that was the shear. And that was the shear of the Mon, that was the shear. Isis Midbar Haisa Omer, VaOmer Asiv Seifahu. So that's the Gemara says in Erevin. That's how we learn out that it says Reishis Harisoseichem Vidashu Kidei Isaschem, and Isis Midbar was the shear of an Omer, and the Omer is Asiris Eifa. So the Chida continues. Bishorsha Mitzvah the Shi Chiyuso Shal Odom Mizonos. Right, a person needs Mizonos. The Rov HaOlam Yichyu Belechem. Right, that's how people lived. With bread. Today we're not such a big bread, we're not such big bread eaters today. But probably we wouldn't have had the halacha of having bread at the Suda Shabbos. Probably most people would probably have a regular main course without bread. But that was the way Chazal, that was the Torah, Bizman Chazal, and that was Nikma. So Rosh HaMokal is okay. The zakoseinu b'mitzvah to me this melachmeinu kidei shetanuach bracha bo al the mitzvah unikamo baz chus b'nafsheinu. He says it was having isa, having bread. Your life depends upon that, right? So we want to have a schus in our bread, and we should do a mitzvah with our bread. So to be mezaka us in the same thing that's our sustenance, there should be a mitzvah. Kidei shetanuach bracha zu. Then says Ha'isa mazal l'guf u mazal l'nefesh. So this way it's mazal l'guf because you eat it, and it's mazal l'nefesh because now we're getting a schus. Gam l'man yichyu bo b'sharsi Hashem ha'uskim tomin ba'avodoso v'heim ha'kohanim v'bli yigi klal she'ilu v'truva sagor yesh lam omo l'avir ha'tum and this way we can support the Kohanim that are the people who are Misharis Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't have to work. We give a truma. It's a whole thing. You have to give the truma sagora and yesh lam omol havir ha-tvua. They have to, so they get the tvua, but then they have to process it. It's a whole big thing. This is the best matana to give them because it's ready made. It's already, okay, they'll bake it, but you give them the dough, and how much left is there to toil, and this way they can spend most of their time on the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Salvechik said the Kohanim were mainly the teachers of Torah, so you need time to teach and learn and do the avodah, so you get a a nice. Yeah, you get the okay. So that's what the Sefer Truma writes. Oh. Now the Mishnah. So what is that? So again, Omer Asiri Sa'efahu, right? And that's the Shear, a tenth of the Omer. A tenth of the Omer. And if the Omer, again, it's 18 Kabim, so...
The Omer is the Shear of...
The Omer Asiri Sa'efahu, right? A tenth? Yeah, a tenth of the 18 Kabim. So that's 1 8/10, 1 4/5. But the Mishnah says something different. The Mishnah says on page 8, Chameshes Ravoim Kemach Chayov Mechala. That's 1 1/4. So that's different than what? The Shear that we had 1 4/5. Right? So what's changed? So the Gemara tells us that the shear of a kav changed. That there were different times where they expanded the kav. In other words, that a kav it was bigger, so then they expanded it by a sixth. This happened more than once. So each time they expanded it, So then you got to take in the fraction of the expanded. What a kav used to be, now, if a kav means something bigger, so now it's only, you know, a fraction of the of what was originally what a kav was. So in other words, we can say an inch, and we can say, okay, today we're making inches longer. So then you want to figure out what an inch used to be. It's going to be a fraction of what. But it used to be so. But at the end of the day, it's the same. But the shear daraisa is asir seifa, omer asir seifa. Who? It's just that since they were marba the shiurim of the. If you look at the bar tenur, chamesh shavuot, payev chal nixiv reishis arisurchem, isas midbar haisa omer lagulgolus for omer asir seifa, eva shloshes sin v'shlish v'as shisha kabin, reishmon osra kabin beifa. Akav Arba Lugin, etc. So then he says, "Shabol Yerushalayim Hosifu Shtus Al Midos Hanimtzos." They added a sixth, but it was a sixth more. So therefore, you have to take 5/6 of the old shear. And then when they went to Sipori, they made it even bigger. So you have to take another 5/6 of that. So if you do those things twice, it'll come out to be 1 1/4 of a kemach. But it's the same shear. It's just that they, in terms of the amount, it's just how, what do we call it? It was the kav changed, but the shear didn't change. So the kav changed, so now the kav is bigger, so therefore you take a fraction of that.
Like today, it's gotten a basin.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. Okay. Now there's a fascinating tshuva in the Noda Yehuda, on page 10. I made a mistake. Somehow the Rambam got in the middle here. Somehow when I was putting the packet together. So 10 will now go to 12, 13, and then the Rambam will be whatever. Okay. So this truth is Rabbi Yeshaya. So who's Rabbi Yeshaya? Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, the Baal Masoros HaShas. There's a famous truva that he wrote that I like to quote about my chazus the Dabek Sumak Tfei. That right, the halacha is that if a person says kill someone else, I'll kill you. So you're not allowed to kill the other person. But what if the other guy is a treifa? So my life, or it is sumak tfei, because if he's a treifa, so are you allowed to say kill a treifa to save someone who's not a treifa? In other words, sumak tfei means that even though maybe one person is is more capable, and one person is smarter, and one person is this, you know. Still, subatfei. You can't make that you can't make that judgment. That's the hardest shaila someone asked me to get involved with. That somebody this past summer wanted to donate his liver, part of his liver, and he said to a certain woman that he was gonna give it to her.
That's in the car.
What?
I was in the car that night.
Yeah. And then another man needed it, and his situation was more pressing. So she had more time to, and the question was, you know, could he then now give it to this other man, and then the other woman will get it later from some, hopefully from someone else. So do we say any? In other words, kadima's in the. So that's the, like the hardest thing in the world to paskin. Like I'm gonna decide who should live and who should. In the end, Hashkacha had it that neither of the people got from him. And what happened was, yeah, that was Hashkacha had it. The man was nifter, the woman got it from a cadaver, and he ended up giving it to someone else. That was what happened. You see, we were spending, like, schwitzing over this, you know, who should, you know, were you allowed to renege on the thing to, because he needed... Right, the Mishnah Horeis has the kadimas of when you have had to apply that. So the Noda Behuda had a tshuva to Rav Shai Pick. Rav Shai Pick says that if one person is a treifa, so you can kill a treifa to save someone whose you know life is more. And the Noda Behuda blasts them. The Noda Behuda blasts them. He said, what are you talking about? You can't do such a thing. It's not true. So that's the famous tshuva. The Mikas Kedef seems to say like Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. Yeah, a lot of people say like Yeshaya Pick, that you could. You can't decide that one person is smarter than the other, and you can't decide, but this person is a treifa. He has a halakhic difference, that if you kill a treifa, you're not chayav misa. So the Torah was kovei already, that this person is maybe... a different level. So maybe in the sumak tfei world, that this person could also. So that was the discussion. Here is nothing to do with that. Here's a tshuva about challah. It's not as dramatic as the. So he's going to say that this is on page 12. So what did we say? So we learned like this. There's a shear of how much EC you need. That's, again, a Asira Saifa, which eventually came to be a five-fourths of a kav. You start off to be a one-fourth, four-fifths. But he says like this. Omer Ani, Shema Shabor Lamaloso. So he's speaking to the Yishai Pik. She'ei l'chala shum shear min ha-Torah. Right? That's what we said originally when we learned the Rashi. There's no shear for challah. In other words, this idea of 1/24th or 1/48th, that's all very nice. That's all the rabbanans. Ain't the challah shum shear min haTorah. So that was what Rabbi Yishai Pick said. So comes the Noda Behuda says, Ain ani maski mimo lachalutin. I'm not totally convinced that he's right. Why? So look what he says now. It's like Rav Moshe Feinstein, whenever he says a chiddush, he lets you know that I'm saying a chiddush. Dover chadash. But here he emphasizes it. Dover chadash, lo kidmani bezeh, shum mefarish o posik. No mefarish and no posik ever said such a thing. And what is it? Ki ha-mitzah zo shal ha-froshash tru ma'im ki hi mitzah achas yesh ma'shnei inyonim. There's one, maybe count as one mitzvah, there are two parts to it. Inyan echad hu lafkia iser tevel min ha'isa. The one thing is to mafkia the iser tevel, so you should be able to eat the dough. Ki kodem afrashi asur b'achima, v'alidei afrashi tachal min ha'isa Fahufka Isra Tevel, Fahutra Isra Bachila, Avi Bachak Kach Yachsi Bala Isra Chal Atzmo, Loitnina Lekoen, Hikala El Gelzal Hashevet. In other words, you have to do two things. You have to be mafrish, and then you have to give it to the Kohen. So there's the Hafrosha and the Nesina. So if you decide that you're not giving it to the Kohen, so you're a Gazlan, you're Gezel Hashevet. But you still will mafkia the Isser Tevel. Isser Hutra Bachila. But he says, Omnam HaMitzvah HaIkaris Lidna LaKohen. But the Iker Mitzvah is to give it to the Kohen. Like we saw in the Sefer Chinuch, that it's an v'zeh in hasheni shemarti sheish b'mitzvuzu u'shnei inyonu ve'elu chalukim zeh mizeh sheliftor ha'isa elu shir klal min ha'torah. In other words, to get rid of the Isra Tevel, that is no shir min ha'torah. In other words, by other things, there can be, like by Meiser, there's the Tev, the shir min ha'torah, to get rid of the Tevel here. He's saying, the Tevel, you can get rid of afilu mashu poter ha'isa ketru mezgora shechita achas poteres kol akri. One little kernel potters the whole thing. Omnam ha'idin hasheni l'kayim mitzvus nesida l'koyin zeh yesh l'shir min ha'Torah. So he says, but the idea of to give the nesida to the Kohen. So then it's not mistaber that min ha-Torah, you know, all you have to do is give a chita to the Kohen. He says, if the whole point is to give matnas kahuna, and to give something, like the Sefer HaChinuch was explaining, that these are the Meshar Se'elyon, and we want to help them out, and so you can get, so min ha-Torah, it's enough just a kernel. Chachamim said maybe it's kedai that you should give more. What, the Torah didn't realize it's kedai to give more? So he said, of course. And so the shear of the 124th or the 148th is a daraisa also in legabe the nesida shabo. In other words, so therefore, if you taka want to know, was I mafkia the tevel? Yeah, if you give achita achas yimafresh, you're mafkia the tevel. But still, we want to have a Nesida Chashuva. So he says that idea, the Nesida Chashuva, to give 124th and 148th, that's a deraisa.
So
that
is what Mepiah Shmuel, when he said before, the Chachomim knows Mishir.
So he's saying that.
Maybe
in a shame of Chaybetz and the Sina goes, Zayyesh lo Shir ben Torah, came the Chsiv Tidnu, so she ebo kidei the Sina. Vashir hazeh, shu echad michav dalet, o echad bimem ches. Hashem v'achachu hu ben ha-Torah mitzad u'midrabonah mitzad. In other words, so l'gabe, the hafkos, tevel, that's only drabonah. You don't need so much to be mafkia the tevel. But to mekayim the mitzvah d'sina, then you should give, ben ha-Torah, you should give something of substance.
What are you giving him? You're giving him a little piece of challah plus a lot of food?
No, the whole thing will be challah. But really, yeah, but it could be the whole thing is it's been starved. In other words, if you would have given just a little bit, that would have been enough to. It's a chiddush that we could to say that there's two different shiurim. Pashup shot is. So he's saying that you give this amount, and then that's the sheer daraisa.
Where do the amounts come from?
Where the amounts come from? That so that's like shiurim halacha, maybe halacha l'moshe Mishinai type of thing or something like that. That's considered a mesor hakosa. It could be either mesor hakosa l'chachamim type of thing. Or it could be a halacha l'moshe Mishinai type of things. So what are those type of things?
If you give one kernel, then you want to give more to the Kohen. You're able to, like, you have a mitzvah that may not reach another 124th or whatever, or it has to be together with that. Because once I'm practicing the Kohen, so really, where is the mocker to really give to the Kohen? If he gives to that one and gives the Kohen. But maybe, like,
Well, the question is maybe if you did a zeh har zeh.
Is there a separate mitzvah of Kali and Kohen? It sounds like it's a mitzvah. Like, when you're offering, so like,
Right.
So therefore, if I read the Makris of Bina Atta, then on the third, I can't even tie in with the seed to the Kayan already, because already lost out, because it has to go, it has to be attached to the Mitzvah of Pranto.
Right. So he's saying that Midaraisa, if you would do a Kol Shehu, you would get the Mitzvah of Frasher, but you wouldn't get the Mitzvah of the Seder.
But then I can't do the Mitzvah of the Seder.
Right.
Maybe.
It's not like a Shir Bubal. Like, every Nachla is going to have a little bit different than the other. Every Balbai is going to have a little different than the other.
Right.
1/24 is the proportion. But it's not like the 1/24 of the Balbai is going to equal necessarily 1/24.
No, well, we're saying, let's see. In other words, we're saying the shear that we convey is based on the midbar. What's the isis of midbar?
And how much you give?
In other words, the isis of midbar is right. But in other words, is that amount? And now some people have more, some people have less. Right.
Now, you have to give 1/24 to 1/40, right? Of
right.
That isis of midbar.
Right.
But so are we saying that 1/24, 1/48?
Everyone's giving the same exact amount, meaning every Nachtel has exactly double, but every Nachtel, and therefore, so this proportion became, right, so let's see, let's see, so let's read the next paragraph in the note of Yehuda, next paragraph in the note of Yehuda. He didn't lift her Isa feel Mashu Poter. In the seed of the Kohen, her Ish Khan Kade the Sina. Malo la Kohen, her Isa Katana Ogdola. So he says that you have to give Kade the Sina. So the Indian lift tor ha'isa feel mashu poter luni the sina lekor reishkan kedei the sina umala lokeinu the isa katan ogdolov zel hatzad shu hashir ben haTorah shu chelak michavdal sirus ha'efa. Right, obnam hatzad shu midrabonu shachazal tignu shu tzorach sheyidnu chelak chavdal ben ha'isa kamo shehi iba isa ogdola. So she tell Cohen Isaron Shalim Shuchelek Chavdal Min Osa Isa. Zel Mashinir Lanias Daiti Mashiachala. So that's what he's saying, that if you hold it's Daraisa, so then whatever the shear is, whatever the amount of Isa he has, shuv ein chiluk ben haTorah ben Isa he rak Yisoron echad uvein haIsa he b'me'asah ki lini liftor Isa filu mashu poter lini nesi l'kohen yesh kan kedei nesina umam al kohen haIsa ktana ogdola. It doesn't matter. Zel tzad shash. That's a d'oraisa. So shear ben haTorah hu chiluk Chav Dalad bin Asir Seifa. Omam Hatzad Shehu Midrabonon, Hu Shechazal Tignu Shetzorach Sheyindu Chelak Chav Dalad bin Ha'isa Kemo Shehi, Bim Ha'isa Hi Gdola Chav Dalad Esronos, Sof Sheyitel Kohen, Yisoron Sholem, Shu Chelak Chav Dalad bin Osa Isa. So he says, if it's the Rabbanon, Chazal Tignu Sheyidnu Chelek, you give 1/24 of the Isa the way it is. Vima Isa Higidola, that you give Chavdala Esronos, so you have a bigger Isa, so then you're going to give
whatever that particular Issa is. But if it's Daraisa, so then you're going to give it of the Shia. In other words, he's saying, if the Shia is Daraisa, then you give 1/24 of that of the Asir Sa'efa, of that Shia. If it's this way, there's a Shir Kavua, of the Daraisa. The Daraisa is Asir Sa'efa, and now you give 1/24 of 1/48 of that Shia. So you say 1/24 of that shear, of the Issa.
But it's of an Asir Seifa.
Right.
So whatever Asir
Seifa is. Asir Seifa
is
the
objective. And 1/24 of that is the objective amount.
That's the amount of Issa, right? And then you give
1/24 of that objective amount.
Right. That's all you have to give. But if it's what? Bidrabanan, so Chazal Tiknu, then you have to give 1/24 of what your Issa happens to be. Do you have a big Issa, do you have a small Issa, etc.
But the fact that there is this 1/48 concept going on here.
Yeah.
So doesn't that just indicate that we're proportionate? You know, it's a proportion of Issa. Otherwise, it's Shir Kavua, you don't say it's different for this guy or that guy. How could it be different? If it's 1/24 of a Seer Seifa, it's a certain amount, whatever it is. One
cup, whatever,
right? So it's not
going to
change whether it's a
nafkah
or a
balabayas. That could be maybe Drabbanan. Oh, so 1 second. So if you look, this sefer Chalat Yol Kosa, so he writes here on page 25. He quotes the Sefer Achinuch. That says Sefer Chinuch says that the idea is to support the Kohen, right? To support the Kohen. So he asked the question, Achlachora, the second arrow on the bottom. Achlachora, Mashakosu, the Misharse, Amitzvah, Laman, Yichia, Misharse, Kel, Kosha, the Ridas, Rov, Haposkim, the Martor, Sagim, Afrosha, Koshu, Kim, Ech, Yichia, Misharse, Hashem, Meoso, Mashahu. So he says, "Videi, but the shitas do the Yehuda, the sovem atori ikechiv shall today to see the hashuva asi shaper divrechiduch."
Who is the
chalak
Yol
Kosa?
What?
The chalak Yol Kosa is this here, Shimon Yol Brach, page 24.
Dictate the.
No, right. He just says it works out if you say it like that. It's not changing the. The Yehuda didn't say that, whatever. So that's Varov Hoskim Kosha. Efshar Loma Daldeha Farshas Chala Kama Pabi, we'd start from Kohen Kidei Vichyasa. Sharei Marbe Mashuim, we'd start from Kohen Vichyasa Yarba. Or you could just say, it means we'll get many different Hafrashas from different people, and that will, even though each particular the fellow will just have a little bit. Okay. And in that same, he points out, that even though the Nodim Yehuda made this dramatic presentation, and no one ever said this before, no go, no posseg, no beforish, no everything, so this Sefer, he points out that there are a bunch of people that preceded the Nodim Yehuda in this Chiddush. There's no concern to the Nodim Yehuda, yet they didn't have Svarim. Right. So he didn't have, yeah. So the Nachtov is,
the Torah dictated a subjective, the Torah says it's a sin of
Hashuv
for whoever you are.
Yeah.
But then you're saying it's not an objective
event.
The Raisa is an objective now.
Right.
No, but he's saying it is a Shemira.
But
it's
the Raisa for everybody.
What?
For everybody. The Raisa is 124 for everybody. And then...
A serious Eifa.
And the Chachamim, I guess, gave a subjective shir. So if you look at the Sefer Yireyim, he says, Sefer Yesh L'dmor Nesidus Chalukas, page 18. So he points out that Yesh L'dmor Nesidus Chalukas. He says, many times we have the Seder, the Torah. Kitein. Sometimes it means Shava Pruta. Nosar Kodesh HaKodesh, Shava Pruta. So sometimes the Seder means Shava Pruta. Sometimes it means a Kazayas. Next page. He says, V'tayim v'farsh hasim yochel achil v'kazayas. Shu v'chita achas v'teres ha-sakri. So you have different... So he says, but then he writes at the end, So this precedent, this idea that there can be a chiluk between the seeder to be mafkia, is already said in the Rishonim, in the Sefer Yireyim, the Maram Chalava, it's quoted as well, in, on page 22. Shuma, right. But he's just showing you this idea of Shuma to be mafkia, Shuma beitevel schita achas. But mitzvah zina by the lokiyim. If you look at the Maram Chalava on page 22, that it's the same type of idea. That, in other words, that the Nevi Yehuda, you know, was very excited about. So these Rishonim already, Truma said that Chitachas Materas Sakri, etc. And the Tosas Rid as well. Joseph Schmidt as well says that also this idea that Shuma the same chance. I remember when I was in Rabbi David Willingshire in high school in MTA, he said over his father was learning Daf Yomi, and then he came over a Rashash. I thought it maybe was a Gittin. I couldn't find it. I would have put it in the packet that said the same idea. The chiluk between a the scene that, what?
Your kids are gambling
and from who? Probably the same source. Okay, so this is the basic beginning here of what Chal is all about. In other words, the Torah has, we have this drasha of Kedei Desina, of Ariso Sechem, Kedei Ariso. It's based on the shear of the midbar, and then the shear of the fractions of that, and then what the Gemara, what the Mishnah calls the 5/4, is the same shear. It's just that the shear of the kav expanded, and the Yehuda's chiddush that there's a chiluk between the shear of hafrasha that you need to be mafkia, and then the shear of the sina. To make it the Seder Chashuvah for the Kohen to have, because and then that Sefer Chal Kolchasa points out that that's the idea of what the Sefer Achidah, maybe we could maybe tie it with the Sefer Achidah, that the idea is to support the Kohanim, so it's Mestaber, that should be in the Seder Chashuvah.
I mean, the Pashup shot is that it's one thing. It's one, whatever, like Ruby said, whatever is Mafkiya should be the same idea of the Nasidas. But these two halachas, so that's, the lumdus of probably Rabbi Yitzchak Amaz in the same room, because he has the lumdus Shnei halachas thing, etc. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next track.
I have to do it.